Today's talks with Iran mark a possible breakthrough in the year-long impasse over Iran's nuclear program, Iran hinting they might allow inspectors into their facilities. The venues for the talks are a bit unusual. It's Baghdad, the BBC's James Reynolds reports.
Forget the security and the history. The most pressing concern for Baghdad right now is the huge sandstorms which have been coming in the last few days. I've just been driving around Baghdad, and it's difficult to see beyond about 30 or 40 metres. And here in the market in Karada, in front of me at the market stall, there's a film of sand and dust on the tomatoes and the oranges. The sand-coated capital of Iraq is an unlikely choice for a nuclear summit. Nations dealing with extreme weather, bombings and political unrest tend not to be chosen as conference venues. But Iraq's neighbour and former enemy, Iran, has asked its fellow Shia-led government to host these negotiations. These talks mark a strange reunion. For 8 years in the 1980s, Iran fought against Iraq. Then in 2003, America and Britain led the invasion of Iraq. Now these countries all have their own guest passes. US soldiers once fought their way to Baghdad because of suspicions of weapons of mass destruction. Now, US diplomats come back to the same country to talk about the same subject. This time, the country in question is Iran, not Iraq. For shoppers and traders in Baghdad's Karada market, what happens with Iran isn't the most immediate worry.
My name is Khalid Haji Ali.
What is your thought about Iran?
We don't care about Iran. We want. We care about our country. We want our country to be a safe one. We want security and everything.
What is your name?
My name is Qasim.
Are you afraid of the Iranian nuclear program?
No, I'm not afraid of their program because it's intended for peaceful purposes, not for, you know, military purposes. So.
For diplomats, this is an unofficial Iran nuclear week. On Monday, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yukiya Amano, paid his first visit to Iran. He wanted to negotiate better access for his agency's inspectors. He returned to Vienna to say that he had reached a deal with Iran's chief negotiator, Saeed Jalili.
Decision was made by me and Mr. Jalili to reach agreement on the structured approach.
But the promise of better inspections in itself will not end the conflict with Iran. At the heart of the decade-long dispute is Iran's enrichment of uranium. The United States insists that the Islamic Republic has to freeze all uranium enrichment, even if it's just for civilian purposes. But Iran insists that a total freeze is unacceptable. Hussein Mousavian was the spokesman for Iran's nuclear negotiating team from 2003 to 2005.
During our time, we could not compromise to reach a final compromise with EU3 because the US was not on board. And the US position was zero enrichment. The enrichment always has been the red line for Iran. I would advise Lady Ashton, do not challenge Iran on its legitimate rights. It is impossible. Change the red line. Your red line would never be responded positively with Iran if the red line is enrichment. But if the red line is nuclear weapon, then you have a chance.
But any agreement in which Iran gets to keep processing low-enriched uranium in exchange for restrictions elsewhere would immediately be challenged by Israel. Still in private, some diplomats refuse to rule it out. The sandstorms of Baghdad may force the delegations here to stay inside the convention center and negotiate. No one expects a breakthrough at this round of talks, nor do they expect a breakdown.
That report from the BBC's James Reynolds.